Vosa shchuto shomim. If you have kosher meat, but fatty meat you have. Shetzoleyo, you're roasting it now in the same oven. In vosa nevela kochish. You're roasting in the same oven, and in the oven on the side next to it, not touching one the other, you have another piece of meat that's nevela, a trefa piece of meat. You're roasting them both in the same oven. What's the locha? So Rav says osur. Rav holds you're not allowed to eat now, even the kosher meat becomes osur. Why? My time, or why is it osur? The chur, they didn't touch one another. So what should be wrong? You're roasting them both in the same oven. So Rav holds, mafat me madodi. One gets fatty from the other one, and then it goes back into the shchuta. We're talking about now you have a fatty piece of kosher meat, and you're roasting it with a very lean trefa meat, nevela kochish. So now, the nevela kochish, since it's a lean piece of meat, it doesn't give off any reyach. It's like the smell, the reyach, and we say the odor that comes out of the meat. Rav holds, when the odor comes out of the meat, it's like some mamish. There's some particles of meat in this odor. And the odor goes from one piece of meat into the other piece of meat and makes the other one awesome. So even though a lean piece of meat doesn't give off any reyach, the chiddush is, since the kosher meat is a fatty piece of meat, we say the fatness of this meat goes into the reyach, gives off like smell, and the smell goes into the other meat, into the trefa lean meat, and now that it gets fatness, the fatness goes into this lean meat, and it makes this meat fatty. Now that the nevela is fatty meat, it also gives off reich. It gives off some type of a smell that means little particles of the meat that's coming along with it, and it's going to go back into the kosher meat. That's why it's also. That's why it helps Rav. So Drashi, Bosa Shchuta Shuma Shesolim, Bitana Bishnei Shvudim, two different spits. Zeh Rochuk Nizeh, the Mamish, a distance, one's away from the other one. Still Rav holds also. Shehareyach Min HaShemen, the smell of the fatty meat, Nichnas Lekochas, goes into the lean meat. And it makes it also fatty. Now that the nevela is like fatty, it also starts to give off reyach. The trefa, the nevela also gives off reyach now. And so therefore it asks is the kosher meat. So Rashi v'koshchen, for sure, shchuta kachusha nevela shemenev will be the opposite way. If the kosher meat will be lean, but the nevela, that's a fatty meat. Now we say then the fatty meat gives off reyach, and this reyach goes into the other meat, and it's like particles of the trefa meat goes into the kosher meat. But Rabu Sashmin and Rab, the loy name in the Velik Chusha or Helben Mech Noidav, still we say one goes to the other one and not this. This is Rab Svara. The Moravaita, the Levi Yama, Levi says no. Afilo Bosa Shchuta. Even if you have a lean piece of meat, kosher meat. Afilo Bosa Shchuta Kochosh. It's a lean piece of kosher meat. Shetzaleo, you're roasting it now in the same oven, but they're not touching one another. In Boston Nevela Shomim, with a fatty piece of Nevela trefa meat, still it's mutter. Levi holds still it's mutter. Even though the Nevela, the fatty meat, is trefa, still he holds his kosher, the kosher meat. Why? My timer, he holds Recha B'Yalmu. True, there's a smell coming out of the trefa meat, going into the kosher meat, but he holds Recha Lav Milsi. Recha is not considered like there's a piece of the meat itself going into the odor and coming into the kosher meat. No. Recha Lav Milsi. That's Levi Svara. So the Mara Ovid Levi Uvda Beiresh Kalusa, Digdi V'Dover Achram. Levi once saw a Maisa that happened in the Resh Kalusa's house, that they were roasting a pig. Dover Achram means a pig. Digdi was a kid in the same oven, and the elder was mutter, Paskin was mutter. So Levi holds Paskin like his Smara in the Recha Lav Milsi. Right. Nesvi. So we have a Kasha now. So this is the Machlokes Rav and Levi. Mar Meisi Ad Akashim is that the Sefer that says Ein Soilin Shnei Psochem Kiyechud. You're not allowed to roast two carbon pesachs in the same oven, even though they're not touching one another. You can't roast them together in the same oven. Mifnei Atarubis, because one is going to get mixed up in the other one. Furthermore, what does that mean? What's going to get mixed up? My love isn't the pshat that Tarubis Tamim. We're afraid when you're roasting these two meats in the same oven, the tam, the reyach of one meat, is going to come out and go into the other carbon. And the other carbon's reyach is going to go back into the other carbon. Couldn't say if the people that are eating their carbon pesach, there's some reyach, there's some taste here of the other carbon. And these people are not allowed to eat the other carbon. Because the carbon pesach, you only eat the people that are menuyav, the people that own the carbon. If I don't own the carbon, I can't eat the meat. See, if two different people put their carbons in the same oven, it's also because the tam, the reyach, like the smell of this carbon, was saying that chur tzaraya to Rav. That when the reyach, when the smell comes up, it's considered some particles of meat is coming up in the reyach and going into the other carbon pesach. So the people eat that Korban Pesach, they're eating some of the other people, and they're not allowed to. So Chorot Saraya, it's around. The Tosefta Saraya, that Recho, the odor that comes out of the meat, is considered something. Well, my lap to Rubis Tamim, the Kasha Levi, or the Akasha Levi, you see the Reich is called something. Merlo, Levi would say, Pshan, that the Sefer is, that the Tarub is goofing. That we're afraid that the two carbons will get mixed up together. It's that the Konadikadin. Nobody's supposed to roast two carbons in the same oven. Why? Because we're afraid when that Bilem come and take it out, this people make a mistake and take the other carbon, and the other people take the other people's carbon. That's why. Samadir is the Rabbonadikadin. Merhokananam is Tarba, bringing this also a Raya, this should be the Pshat. This is a swirl like this. Why Midikhtoni Seifo? Because the Seifo, the Tosefta says like this, that you shouldn't roast two Korban Pesach in the same oven, and Afilu, not only if they're both kids, but Afilu Gdiyot Leh. You can't even use a young lamb and a young goat. You can't even use not even two different ones in the same oven. That's a Chiddush. So why is that called a Chiddush that even that is awesome? Say, Yami, Bishlein, if you're going to tell me that Mifnei Gufin, the reason why you can't roast these two carbons in the same oven, because we're afraid at the end the Bilem will take the wrong carbon. That's the Gzeira here, it's only with the Rabbanin. Chayinu Diktoni, that's what's very good that Sefti ends off and says, that Afilu Gdiya Tler, even if Reuven put a kid there, and this one put a lamb there, still it's Osir. That's a tremendous Kiddush. The Kura, I would think they won't make mistakes like that. I know I put my lamb there, and you know you put your goat there. Still it's Gzeira. Because Gafart, when it's roasted meat, you can't tell the difference anymore, and people will be nibbled or be worried. It's too late already. We have to start taking out and going home. Still the Gzeira, maybe they'll mix up the carbonis. You should do it. But it's very good why it says the Chiddush, not only if they're the same type of meat, even two different types, you shouldn't do it. Early, but if you want to tell me this should be a Raya to Rav, the Mifnei Terub is Tamim, that the issue here is, because when you roast the two pieces of meat in the same oven, the Reach, the smell that comes out of one meat, goes into the other meat, and it becomes asur. So, b'zoi malig diotle, malig diotle. What's the end of the sefer saying a chiddush? Even if it's two different pieces of meat, minus yamina. You're telling me now it's a mitzvah that lost the mikra radin. There's an issa here when you're roasting the two meats in the same oven. The time of this meat is going into the other meat. So, why minus yamina if the two meats are the same type, different types? The issa is the same issa. Elamai, what you have to say, our korchel of that room is gufin. Who the yosser? The Chura now fakert, this Tosefta should be a kasha now on Rav. The Chura Sarai, the Tosefta is like Levi. That what's trying to Tosefta only because you're afraid that the piece of meat will get mixed up. That's why you shouldn't roast the two together. Elamaya, Kochav of Neterubas Gufim. The reason why the Tosefta says not to roast two different carbonas in the same oven is only because we're afraid you'll mix up the carbonas, each one will take the wrong one. Who do you also? But to be afraid that just on the tamim, the reyach, the smell from one carbon will go into the other carbon, and that should make it also, because when you eat your carbon, you're eating some reyach, some meat from the other one's carbon, and now they're allowed to do that. Shari, we mashm its mutter. Or was there lehmet, you have a tooth to the rav. The chur, this tosefta should be a kash on rav. This tosefta's mashma, the only reason why it's also is because you'll mix up the two pieces of meat. But not because there's a reyach, there's an odor coming out from one meat into the other meat. Smara says, no, there's not a kasha and rav. I'll tell you. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Hochav Amayaskinon to Gain Shet Soleil Vishtei Kederis. We're talking about you roasting these two pieces of meat in two different pots. So since you have two different pots, the pots stop the reyach, the odor from going from one to the other. So that's why it's except the same. If you put two Korban Pesach in two different pots and put them into the same oven, als reyach there wouldn't be any yisr. Since it's covered, has a mechitza there, the reyach doesn't go over one to the other. Now the only issue should be is, because you're afraid, when you come to take them out, you'll mix it up and you'll take the other one's carbon, and he'll take your carbon, that's why you shouldn't roast two carbonas in the same oven. So that's what the Tosefta is talking about. So it wouldn't be a kash and rav. The reason why there's no issue of reyach is because they're two different kederes, two different pots. Frati Gemara, v'shtei kederes sakot aitach. How can you tell me you put a carbon pesach in a pot? The din is sliyesh. It has to be roasted over fire. If you can put it in a pot, it'll be your pot's low carbon. If you put it into a pot, so the pot is going to be heated up from the fire, and so the pot is heating the oven, the carbon pesach. That's not called tliyesh. We have before. It has to be tliyesh. If you have it in a pot, the pot is also cooking the meat. Savadi can't put a carbon pesach in a pot. So what do you mean here that the set is talking about? You have two pots. You can't put the meat into a pot. Now, the Gemara Haleima, what it means to say is, Kain Shtei Kederis. It means the oven was like two different Kederis. So Rashi says it means there was a pile of coals in the middle of the oven, or else the pile of ashes there. So since there was a machitz like in between the two different kabonas, there's no question of reyach. The reyach does not go from one to the other. So therefore, reyach for sure, there's no question. The only reason why the sefta says it's aser is because we're afraid you'll mix it up. You'll come to take out the other one's carbon, and he'll take your carbon. That's why you shouldn't do it. But there's not a kasha in Rav. Rav holds reyach is milsa, and Levi holds no. The more vochi koma. This is what the sefta means to say. Vochi kiyomer. Ain't soilen shnei psochem kiyechud. You're not allowed to roast two different kabonas pesach in the same oven. Mifnei tarubis. Because they're going to be mixed up. My tarubis, what tarubis, what's going to be mixed up? First one, next time, the sefta holds tarubis tamen. One pshat is we're mamash afraid that the reyach, the smell from one carbon will go into the other carbon and it becomes aser. Now the sefta is like this. The afilu kein shnei kederis. And I feel in a case where in the middle of the oven there's a pile of coals that makes like a mechitza, that the reyach doesn't go from one side to the other side. The leka tarubis tamim, there's no question of mixing up the reyach, the tamir, still a saucer. Why? Mishum tarubis gufon. Because we're afraid people mix up to take out the wrong carbon. And the chiddush is, we feel gediutler. And I feel one carbon is a goat, and one is a lamb, still a saucer. Still, even though the two different types of meat, still we're machna. It's exaggerated to say that it's also. So we move right. Omar Rav Mori, Kitanoi. This machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if you say Reich is Milsi, the Chur is a machlokes Tanoi. Meister is Nagel Aloch, the Meister. We're machna usually not to roast in the oven at the same time, milchiks and fleshiks. The same time you shouldn't have chicken there and have a cheesecake. But provided that they're both open. If the roast is covered, that's the Gemari. If you have steak kederis, if it looks like there's a covering in between, then the reyach doesn't go out. But if you have both of them are opened, so then we say the reyach metchila, we hold you shouldn't do it. But the evid, we hold it's mutter. But metchila, we do hold reyach is milsi, and you're not supposed to roast in the same oven at the same time, milsi and flesh together. We'll soon see the Gemara, we'll soon see. Mursa l'chur leimo omar rav mori ketanoi, samachol ketanoi. Haroide pas chama. If somebody takes out hot bread out of the oven, and you put it on top of a barrel of wine, that the wine is shaltruma. Is Ramea Oisa. Ramea says the bread now gets the reyach, the smell of the yain comes out and goes into the bread, and you have now smell of wine in the bread has a din truma on it. So only a kohen can eat it, not a Yisrael. If you have Yehuda Mat, if Yehuda says nothing doing, the reyach is lav milsi. So the chura, this is the machlokes, Rav and Levi. That Ramey holds Reichas Milsi, that's why the bread is also like Rav, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mutter. For Rabbi Yehuda, also holds like Rav, but Rabbi Yehuda makes the chilek. Rabbi Yehuda, Mata B'Shochitim, if the bread is made out of wheat, wheat doesn't dissolve so much to tam, it's harder. The Yehuda B'Shel Sorim, but if you have the bread made out of barley, barley then that's softer, then you put hot bread, hot barley bread on top of the barrel of wine, Shel Truma, the bread becomes awesome. If they Shat Sorim Shuevis, because barley schleps up the tam into it. So Chur the Mar says, my lav tanoihi. The Chur is the machlokes tanoim here. The masav a reich lav milsi, heis Rabbi Yehuda that holds the bread is mutter, even though the hot bread is on top of the barrel of wine, even though the smell of wine coming up, still it's mutter. Why? He holds reichim is nothing. Even though the smell of the wine goes into the bread, smell is nothing. It's not called particles of the wine. It's not called like wine. It's called nothing. Umar Sava, Reb Meir that holds the bread becomes usher, Reicha Milsi. He holds, yes, the Reicha, the smell that's coming up into the bread, the smell has particles of the wine in it, and it's considered like there's particles of wine in the bread, therefore the bread is usher. Sechura Rav and Levi, Zamachal Gesanoim. Sechura says like this. Lelevi Badi Tanoihi. It's according to Levi that says he holds Reicha Lav Milsi, for sure he's arguing on Reb Meir. Reb Meir that says the bread is usher has told Reicha Milsi. So Chura Levi is for sure a machlekes tanoim. Now, L'Rav, what about according to Rav? L'Rav named the tanoi. Do we have to say according to Rav it's also a machlekes tanoim? His Rav says Reicha Milsi. So Chura, you have to tell me that you have Yehuda that says the bread is mutter because he holds Reicha Lav Milsi. So Chura, Rav is also a machlekes tanoim. Mar says no. Omolach Rav, Rav could answer you, the Kuliyal, everybody here holds Reicha Milsi. Everybody holds the smell that comes up and goes into bread, or goes in from one meat to another meat, Havad is called Milsi, and it's awesome. Now, why does Rabbi Yehuda say the bread is Mutter? It's like this. Lavit Melo, didn't we learn of this to he? Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, Omar Reslokish. They were mas, but this machlokas tanoim is like this. That the pas chamo, if the bread is hot bread just out of the oven, the chov is psucho, and the barrel of wine is opened up, that there's marmor smell of the wine going up into the bread, then divri hakol also. I tell you, even Rabbi Yehuda holds the saucer. But everybody holds like Rav. Everybody holds reiches milsi. When the time of the smell of the wine goes up into the hot bread, everybody holds the saucer. What about the pas sonenis? Let's say it's a cooled off bread already. The bread is cooled off already. The chavis magufa, and the barrel is closed. There's a covering on top of the barrel. Then divri hakol mutter. Everybody holds the smutter. Because on a closed barrel, not that much smell comes out. And since the bread is cold, it doesn't dissolve so much. Treat the smutter. Loi nechleku. Where is the machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir? Ella like this. Bepas chama. Either we're talking about the bread is hot, but the chavis chasuma, but the barrel is closed up. Still, Reb Meir holds that even through a closed barrel, the tam goes up, the rea goes up, and it goes into the hot bread. Or else, pas sonenis, we're talking about the bread is cooled off already, the chav is psuchem, and the barrel is opened up. That's where some achloikis. The horn nami, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter, because there's not so much reach, because either the barrel is closed, or else because the bread is hot. That's where Rabbi Yehuda's meko. Mashen kein vohor nami, but our cases, we have two pieces of meat, roasting in the same oven for nami kapas chama v'chavis tzuchadami. Our case, when you're roasting in an oven, two things, milchiks and fleishiks, it's considered like they're both hot. So that's daima, so you have a hot bread on top of an open barrel that sheet everybody holds, reiches milsi. So the chura, Rav is right, Rav is not a machlokes tanoim. So Rashi says here, Rashi ends up Yavagav the Kaima Tanoi Kavosid Rav Hilchos the Kavosid Levi. This is the way Rashi paskins. Rashi holds no, we paskin like Levi that Reiches Lav Milsi. Rashi says why? Even if now Gemara you should paskin like Rav because Rav comes out according to everybody and Levi is told the Machlokes Tanoim. So Rashi says of legal Boa Baye Veroba Gabe Bas Teim Sechta Avodah Zarah the Kom Le Rova Bishitosa the Levi. Rashi says we have the same machlekes in Avodah Zarah and machlekes Abaye v'Rova. There it's a machlekes if you have a barrel of wine shall Avodah Zarah, a wine shall Yayin Nesach. The question is, are you allowed to take your nose on top and smell the wine? Is that mutter osur? So Abaye says there it's osur, and Rova there says it's mutter. Rova says you're allowed to smell the wine of Yayin Nesach. And the Gemara says the same svara. Abaye says, Reicha Milsi, if you want to smell the Yayin Nesach, smelling it is like particles of the Yayin Nesach going into your body, it's osur. Rav says no. Rav says you're allowed to smell the wine there. So Rashi holds, Klal always is a machlekes Abaye v'Rava. We always pass him like Rava. So therefore, Rashi says we pass him like Rava in Avodah Zarah to say Reichelav Milsi. That's what Rashi passes. Tosis passes on like that. We can't pass him during a time. So he says here Kerav that we pass him like Rav. That's Taka Reich is Milsi. So that's why the Loch here we said usually Ikra Loch we pass him like Rashi. Mikra Loch we pass him Reich is Milsi. But Matchilu we pass him also though. But here you shouldn't do it. In the same oven, if the two pots are open, you shouldn't bake, put milk and flesh shakes in the same oven. Because there's a question, the reicha will come out of one and go into the other one. But the yev, if it's done already, we hold the smutter. You know, in certain cases, I didn't say all cases, in certain cases. So usually we don't put two in the same time. And if you do, you should make sure at least one is covered. If one is covered, then it'll be mutter. Right. But Tony Rav Kana braid the Rav Chinuna Saba pas sha'af for in tzli. Osmageya, you're baking bread in an oven and you have roasted meat there also. They're not touching one another. Is Allah in tzli betana is also lochla bekutcha. Chori holds like Rav. You're not allowed to eat this meat, this bread now with milk, because since the reyach of the meat went into the bread becomes fleshiks. So you can't eat this bread now with milchiks. Vaytohui benisav, you have a piece of fish. The Yitzvah Bahadi Bisram, if you're roasting it in the same oven that you have meat roasting in that oven, is also Osra Bahadi Bisra Osra Ravim Pazika Lamichla Bakutcha. He asked you to eat this fish now with milk, because since the time of the meat went into the fish became fleshes. And Mahabharavashi Omar, Afilu Benuchan Amyasuram. Once you have fleshes, they can a fish, we don't eat that fish. Even this fish now to eat with salt is awesome. Mishum the kasha, the reich, it's bad for your smell of the body, or dov rach, it's a sakona. is a sakana to eat fish and meat together. That's why usually we always wash them out in between. We have the fish and the meat. So here, if you roast it together in the same oven, the fish and the meat, the fish gets the tam of the meat. Therefore, the fish is also to eat the yolk, even with salt. The question, why isn't the meat also? The meat should also be also. Vice versa, no. Vice versa, the tam of the fish doesn't go back into the meat. It's only the meat that's fatty. The tam of the meat goes into the fish. I call upon him, the kura, this is a raya to round. So the reicha is a milsi. So to Mishnah. Chamisha dvorim, there are five karbonis, boya type of karbonis, boya betumba. Even though matchimu you don't bring karbon if you're tamei, but the tzibur is bringing the karbon, the loch is betzibur, you could do it even though roving the tzibur is tamei. V'yenim necholim betumba. But even though you're allowed to bring this karbonis, even though roving the tzibur is tamei, but the karbon are not allowed to eat it. If you're tamei, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Which of these cases? Oimer, the korban oimer you bring the second day on Pesach. If the roast tzibur is tamei, it's called the korban tzibur. You can bring a betuma. Or shtei alechem on Shavuos, you can bring the shtei alechem. For lechem upon him every Shabbos, even though the tamei, you're allowed to bring lechem upon him. The zivchei shal mitzibur on Shavuos when they brought the korbanos, the kisvei atzeres, the shlomim to korban tzibur, even if roast tzibur is tamei, you're allowed to bring it. Osir Rosh Chodeshim. Who did a Rosh Chodesh? The Kabbonis that brought the Rosh Chodesh, since it was a Korban Tzibur, that this robe with Tzibur is Tomei, the Kohanim could bring it even though the Tomei. That's these five Kabbonis. HaPesach is different though. HaPesach Shabbat Tuma. Let's say on Erev Pesach, robe with the Tzibur is Tomei. So you're allowed to bring your Korban Pesach even though you're Tomei. Here it is, Necho Betuma. The only Korban you're allowed to eat when you're Tomei is only a Korban Pesach. If robe with the Tzibur is Tomei, you're allowed to bring it, and you're allowed to eat the meat also even though you're Tomei. Why? Shleibo mitchilosoi elalachilo. The only purpose you bring a korban pesach is only to eat it. Not like all other kabbonis. All other kabbonis, the ikar is bringing it, be marked with, you get the kaporo. A korban pesach, the ikar is to eat it. So once we say that the road seeker's tummy, you're allowed to bring it, it has to mean you're allowed to eat it also. So korban pesach is different. So the Gemara, chamish lemutimai, why does the Mishnah say five? What is it excluding? Lemutim chagigas chamish oser. It's excluding the chagiga, the shalme chagiga. You bring on the first day yomtiv, that if the rogue tzibur is tamei, you don't bring it then. Even though it's like a korban tzibur because everybody brings it together, still it's not deicha tuma. Why? The sakka that the Gemara, I would have thought, kivun the korban tzibur is considered like a korban tzibur. Or kviya lemayit, this is the man who went to bring it. The first day yomtiv is supposed to bring it. If Rove with the Tzibur is Tomei, I would think you could bring this carbon with the Tomei also. Kamash Malon, that the Mishnah says no, only these five Kabbonis and not the Shalmei Chagiga. Why not? The Teretz is Kivun Yisrael Tashlum Kol Shiva. Because even if you don't bring the carbon the first day, you have the next 7 days of Yontif to make up for it. So even though you Tomei the first day, wait till the second, third, fourth, bring it then. So, Leidach Yishabbos, it's not Teich HaShabbos for this reason. Since it has a Tashlumin, if you don't bring it today, you can bring it tomorrow, it's not Teich HaShabbos. Obazayim, it is Shabbos Leidach Yishabbos, Leidach Yishabbos. Since on Shabbos it's not Teich HaShabbos, then if it's Tomei, if you're Tomei, Rosh Tzibur, you can't bring it. For the Gemara of Anistin Nami Siri Ragolim, why did it say the Korban Sari that you bring on Yom Tovim? Why does it only say Siri Rosh Chodesh? What happened to the Sirium you bring on Ragolim on Yom Tov? And the Gemara, Tonle Zivche Shalme Tzibur. It said already, the Shalme Tzibur, that's the Korban of Tzibur. So what then, all Kabbonis Tzibur are included in that. For the Gemara, Rehochi, if all the Kabbonis Tzibur are included in the Shalme Tzibur, of a Zaysiri Rosh Chodoshim Nami Loi Nisni. Why did the Mishnah have to say extra, the Siri of Rosh Chodoshim and Rosh Chodesh? It's also, it's the Korban Tzibur. So just like the Shalme Tzibur is Doicher, who are then the Siri of Rosh Chodoshim should be Doicher? The Atoni Zivche Shalme Tzibur, because the Mishnah already said the Shalme Tzibur is Doicher. Mori Amri, no. Sire Rosh Chodesh Mitzvah Lei. I have to tell me the Chiddush that even the Rosh Chodesh to go on is also Deichesh Tumah. For a sample, that's